Okay, let us discuss Irbuv HaSatan, that the Gemara says that we blow the tzkios before Musaf, and we blow the tzkios during Musaf again, in order to confuse the Satan. Let's discuss exactly what that means. We're going to discuss the four approaches, Rashi, and the Ran, and the Yarosh Dvash, and Tosfos, and we'll have some depth, try to present some depth within the four different pshatim. First, of course, is the pshat of Rashi. It's on the top left of your sheet. Rashi says, "Kedei la'arbev shelo yastin kishe yishma Yisrael mechav vines hamitzvos mistatmin zavarav." When the Satan hears that the Jews are mechavev the mitzvos, we love the mitzvos, then he is silenced. How can he come and prosecute against us when we show that we love mitzvos? We're serving Hashem so well. How can the Satan try to prosecute us? So there's a sefer that I use a lot. There's a rav named Rav Chanoch Karelenstein Zatzal, who wrote very deep sparim on a lot of topics. So he has a kuntris about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So most of the makaros that I'm going to mention come from there. He points out that, he quotes Mavar and Kotler Zatzal, the Mishnah Shabbi Aaron, who points out as follows. There is a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Kaf Amud Beis that says the following idea. It says a normal judge is not allowed to take a bribe to show favoritism. So also to take a bribe, well, yisapana, not to show favoritism. But Hashem is different. Hashem is yisapanim. Hashem will show extra favor to Am Yisrael. Why? So the Gemara says in Brachos, you know why? Because the Torah says you have to bench only if you eat a kibetza of bread. That's a two kazesim. And Am Yisrael is machmer on itself to bench even for a kezias of bread. So what do you see from that Gemara? You see this exact notion. It's a parallel to our Rashi, that when Am Yisrael accepts upon itself to do more, then Hashem will, in a sense, favor us and treat us, you know, in a better way. And that's the idea that the Satan is confused. He can't prosecute us. So according to Avaron's pointing out that Rashi's pshat in Irbuv HaSatan is another example, you find an earlier source for it in that Gemara in Brachos regarding benching on a kibetza versus benching on a kezias. Okay. Then he quotes there from the Sefer Shaarei Tzion, who quotes the Gemara. There's a Gemara that says in Baba Basra, it says in the Daf Tes Zayin, that the Yetzihara is the Satan, is the Malach HaMavis. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but that's what the Gemara says, that somehow the Malach HaMavis, the death, and Yetzihara, the Yetzihara, the person does averas, it's like that hurts the neshama, it's like killing the neshama. The Yetzihara and the Satan and the Malach HaMavis are somehow all linked together. So, this Sefer explains, when you're mechavev mitzvos, when you show extra connection with mitzvos, it shows, I love mitzvos. I'm beating the Yetzihara. I'm weakening the Yetzihara. So if you weaken the Yetzihara, then automatically, what are you doing automatically? You're weakening the Satan. So that's another angle that one can explain on the idea that when you're mechavev the mitzvos, it shows that you're being mevatel, you're nullifying, you're limiting the influence of the Yetzihara. And since the Gemara says that somehow the Yetzihara and the Malach HaMavis and the Satan are all intertwined, if you weaken the Yetzihara, you're automatically weakening the Satan as well, and he gets confused. A third pshat that he quotes, he's got different angles on Irbuv HaSatan, this is fascinating. The third pshat is he quotes from the Hafla, one of the classic Achronim. Now, if you're mechavev mitzvos, if you love mitzvos, so that shows you're serving Hashem out of ahava. If you're serving Hashem out of yira, what does yira mean? I'm afraid to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to do an aveira. If you're doing extra, what does extra show? Extra shows, I'm not just trying to avoid a mistake. I want to do more. Hashem, I love you. I want to do more. So the Hafla says that Chibuv HaMitzvah shows and reflects that we're serving Hashem out of love, out of Ahava. And the Gemara says that when a person does tshuva out of Ahava, his Averos can turn into Zechuyos. That's what it's a hard Gemara. You have to explain that Gemara. But the Gemara says that if you do tshuva out of Ahava, if you do tshuva out of Yira, then the Averos are erased. But if you do tshuva out of Ahava, the Gemara says, then the Averos can become Zechuyos. And therefore the Hafla says, this is a very interesting, fascinating shot. If we're doing Chibuv HaMitzvah shows our love of Hashem, therefore the Averos becomes Zechuyos. And the Satan's all confused. Up in Shemayim he thinks we have this Avera, that Avera, and he wants to prosecute us. And then up in Shemayim all those Averos are becoming Zechuyos. Then he's really confused. And that might be the pshat that the Chibuv HaMitzvah causes Irbuv HaSatan. And that's what the Hafla says. So we have what Rashi says, and we have three angles on what Rashi says. The simple pshat is, when you show you love mitzvos, then that's a certain level and the Satan can't prosecute us. That simple pshat Rav Aaron Cutler finds an earlier source for regarding. The Gemara says Hashem will show favor to us when we do extra things like bench even for a kezias. Then the pshat of the Shaarei Tzion, weakening the Yetzirah, weakens the Satan, and then the pshat of the Hafla, doing mitzvahs out of love. Then the Averis becomes Zechuyos, and then the Satan, of course, is going to be all confused. That's three approaches. Okay. Next is the famous pshat of the Ran. I want you to see it inside. The Ran is one of the Rishonim who explains the Gemara, commentary on the Gemara. Look in the bottom of the page. It's marked off there, like eight lines from the bottom. Lama Tokin Umarin Kishen Yoshvin, V'Tokin Umarin Kishen Omtin. So the Ran writes as follows: Amrinan Kedei La'Arbev Es HaSatan Perush. Lehachnia es hayetzer kedechsiv to subdue the yetzahara im yitoka shofar beir the am lo yecharadu, when you blow a shofar in the city the nation won't tremble the satan hainu yetzahara. So the Ran here is quoting the idea that the shofar wakes us up to do tshuva, puts fear in us, do tshuva, wake up. This is the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel. The Rambam describes that the basic idea behind Tkiyas Shofar is wake up, Uru Yesheni Mishin Asnam, wake up and from our slumber and start doing tshuva. When we hear the sound of the shofar, it's supposed to pierce our hearts and wake us up to do tshuva. So the more shofar, the more tshuva. The more tshuva, then of course the Satan can't prosecute us so much because we're doing tshuva, we're wiping away our averos, and then the Satan becomes confused. That's the famous, famous pshat of the Ran. And the pshat of the Ran is building on the idea that the Rambam develops, that the shofar inspires us to do tshuva. The third pshat is from the Yarosh Dvash. It's a beautiful pshat. And the Yarosh Dvash, Mamash quotes a medrash. It's an explicit medrash. It's beautiful. And the Yarosh Dvash writes that, what's the pshat of Irbu Basatan? The Satan gets confused when you blow the shofar, Chazal say, it stirs up Hashem's midas harachamim. Hashem put it into the Bria that the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar stirs up rachamim. He quotes, it's a medrash. It's a medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Perek Kaf Tes. Listen to the medrash. The medrash says, Bizchus tekiyah shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kam mikisei din, v'yoshev al kisei rachamim. That's what the shofar can do. The shofar can stirs up the rachamim that Hashem will judge us with rachamim. When Hashem is judging Bnei Yisrael, He can judge either with strict din or with rachamim. And of course, the more Hashem judges with rachamim, the better off we're going to be. So through tzkiyah shofar, Hashem shifts the whole nature of the judgment of the din, and it becomes rachamim. And therefore, we're much more likely to be zocha to a good din, and the Satan, one second, the Satan becomes confused. Well, there is You should know that the Sfarim say, this is in many Sfarim, that Chafetz Chaim develops this at length in the Sefer Avas Chesed, but he's not the first one to talk about it. There's another way to stir up Hashem's rachamim when he judges us. And that is, mida keneged mida, the we treat others. This is a major yesod. If a person treats others with mercy, with compassion, a person is mevater on things, somebody does something to, you don't have to yell back, you can try to react more calmly. If we become forgiving people, then mida keneged mida, Hashem will judge us in a more rachamim way. So if we're trying to find etzas to gain a successful judgment on the Yom Hadin, so I think we can take this idea of the Yaros Dvash and expand it, that he talks about the blowing of the shofar, but also the way we treat others will stir up Hashem's mida keneged mida, the way he will judge us in a sense with the mida of rachamim. The fourth shot of Irbu Vasatan we saw is in Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Irbu Vasatan is, and there's a lot to say about this, there's a lot to say. He says that the Satan gets confused because he thinks that the sound of the shofar is the shofar Hagadol, which will be blown when the Mashiach comes. And then he gets nervous, Bahil. He gets very nervous. And when he's, because the Medrash says that when Mashiach comes, Blessed Lavo, Hashem's going to somehow, what this means, kill the Satan, whatever that means, and therefore the Satan gets very nervous when he thinks Mashiach's come. Now, that's what Tosfos says, that's the Irbu Vasatan. So, l'chor, one can ask, I mean, doesn't the Satan get it every year? I mean, doesn't the Satan get it, the same trick every year? He's confused that maybe it's the shofar of Mashiach. I mean, doesn't he get it every year? It's the same trick. So here, there are two approaches here. And one's in the Sfarim and one's not. But I asked Rav Nevensal Shlita and Rav Lev Shlita, and they both said the Efshar, it could be. So it goes as follows. The Sfarim say, they quote this in the name of the Ramchal, a very, very deep idea. When we blow the shofar, it's supposed to stir us to do tshuva and get closer to Hashem. And yes, we can bring the Mashiach. The shofar really has that potential. The Satan understands better than we do. This is a very deep, beautiful pshat. The Satan understands, yes, the sounds of the shofar could bring the Mashiach. If all of us would be woken up and inspired, like we should be, by the sounds of the shofar, so the sounds of the shofar has the potential to bring the Mashiach. And that's why he gets nervous. Because the Satan says, oh my gosh, this could be the Tzkiah shofar of the shofar God of the Mashiach, and that's why the Satan gets nervous. I did kia shofar shalanu ma'orim kocha shofar shalasid lavo. It's not a zecher bi'alma. It's yachol la'or al yado esagula hasida ulechem isbabel hasatan. This is one shot. It's a very deep shot that the Satan's Irbu Vasatan reflects the Satan's understanding of the potential that the shofar has. It's our job to reach that potential. And that's why it's not a fake. It's not that, oh, he's fake, that every year the Satan doesn't get it. Satan does get it, because really every year the sound of the shofar could be, has the potential to be the special sound, shofar of Mashiach. That's what the Ramchal is saying. The other pshat, this I heard many years ago, I have not found it in a sefer, but I asked Rav Nevensol, and he said, Efshar. He smiled, but he always smiles, so that will have us maybe a story on a different time. And Rav Lef also said, he said, I hear, could be, that's what he said, as follows. The pshat I heard was that in a chinami, the Satan gets confused every year. Chazal are teaching us that it's possible to beat the Satan. We should never think that the Yetzer Hara is unconquerable. You put your mind to it. Look, the Satan, we can confuse him every year with Kiyah Shofar. You put your mind to it, you can defeat the Satan, you can defeat the Yetzer Hara. That's exactly the chizik we're supposed to take, that it is possible to beat the Satan, as crafty as he is, where if you put your effort in, you're able to do it. We discussed that according to the Ramban, there are two parshios of Bechira Chafshis in the Torah. There's the parsha Bechira Chafshis at the beginning of Re'eh, and again in this week's parasha Nitzavim. Why two parashas of Kriya Chavshi? So the Rav Zatzal explained, one answer that the Rav gave was exactly this idea. To have a Kriya Chavshi before one does a sin, okay, it takes a certain amount of strength. But to do tshuva and employ the Bechira Chavshis, the heroic strength that a person needs to do tshuva and make a change, is very difficult. And a person might say to us, if I can't do it, Hashem, it's impossible, I can't do it. So that's why the Torah repeats the Parsha of Bechira Chavshis again in Parshas Nitzavim right after the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rav explained it's exactly to emphasize this nekuda, that we have the ability to beat the Yetzer Hara, we have the ability to do tshuva, we have even that level of Bechira Chavshis. And that's what we're saying here. We shouldn't think that it's impossible to beat a person is involved, unfortunately, in a chait, some bad habit. You have to work on it, put your mind to it, make a plan, and the Yetzer Hara is conquerable. The first Gemara that they teach young boys is a discussion of Yeo Shalom Midas. Yeo Shalom Midas is a halachic topic that if you lose something and you give up hope and somebody finds it, he's allowed to take it. What if he finds it before you have Yeush? He's not allowed to take it. Okay. What if you lose the item, you don't know you lost it, but if you did know you lost it, you would have given up hope. That's called Yeush Shalom Midas. That you don't know yet whether you lost it or not, but had you known you lost it, you would give up hope. That's a halachic machlokas in the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Kutzker makes a play on words. Yeush means to give up hope. Yeush Shalom Midas. If you ever give up hope about doing tshuva and avodas Hashem, that's only if you're lacking das. Yeush Shalom Midas. If you're thinking clearly, you can always, it's a very deep shot. Yeush means to give up hope. Yeush, if you have yeush, if you give up hope, that's only because of lomidas. If you're thinking clearly, and you put the effort in, and you're thinking straight, you can beat the Yetzara. So that's the kutzka. That's this, maybe that's what Chazal was saying here. Yeush is shalomidas. Don't give up hope. A person is able to conquer the Yetzara, and this is a very beautiful angle on the Pshat of Tos. So we discussed the Pshat of Rashi, Chibuv HaMitzvah, three angles on the Pshat of Rashi. We discussed the Pshat of the Ran, as far as inspiring us to do tshuva. We discussed the Pshat of the Yarush Dvash, that this Tia Shofar brings about Hashem's Rachamim, which causes Irba Basatan. And we discussed another way to bring about Hashem's Midas Rachamim. And finally, Tosfos talks about the Sata being confused that maybe Mashiach's coming to the Shofar of Lasi Lavo. And how is he confused every year? The approach of the Ramchal and the other possible approach that we have to recognize we can beat the Yetzer Hara. Yeush is Shalom Midas.